Hey guys, what's up? What's up? It's your host, Terrell Primus, and you're listening to the Cultured Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking to DJ Miyando, a very talented musician, beat maker. Does really dope things when it comes to musicality of things. And we're going to find out more about who he is, what he does, and find out what projects he's working on and everything else, guys. So let's call up DJ Miyando and get to know more about who this guy is, guys. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man? How are you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Well, hey, guys, we got DJ Miyando right now.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on?
Going good, man. How's the day going?
Oh, doing good, man. I'm feeling blessed. You know, gotta always have, always bust down some moves, always make the moves, you know, make moves in silence and, you know, keep it pushing. You know what I mean?
Okay. I respect that. You got to move in silence. You feel me?
Of course.
So first of all, you know, we always make sure to let people know where everybody's calling from. So where are you from, brother?
Originally, I'm from Miami, but I was raised in Orlando. I'm calling out here from Scranton, Pennsylvania right now. Okay. Hence my name, DJ Miyando. You know, Miami and Orlando put together, I consider two cities my home. So that's where the name comes from.
Okay, that's dope. Okay, matter of fact, let's get straight into it. Since you said, you know, Miami, I heard, you know, that you're living over there in, Philadelphia?
Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's about
Pennsylvania,
2 hours,
okay.
But it's out in the Wilkes-Barre, Kinston area.
Okay.
Right, so it's around that area, the northeast region of Pennsylvania.
Okay, dope. Well, I know that you are a DJ, okay, of course, DJ Miyando, but find out more about who you are. So what do you do? I know that you are a musician, so everybody will get a deeper understanding.
Of course. I've been doing music for about 10 years. I started out with just a little laptop in high school, ninth grade. I just started building from there. I love the concept of making music. I love actually putting things together, you know. I love the actual, I love the actual difference that it makes in the music industry. A lot of artists get the love that they deserve and everything. So much love to all the artists and different songwriters and such. But I do want to give a special shout out to a lot of engineers and producers because without us, the artists would not have anything to be able to push themselves out there.
Yeah, that's
so
real.
I want to give much love and much respect to all the producers, engineers, studio owners. I own a studio myself, you know, so I want to just show some love and respect for all of them as well out there.
Okay. So when it comes to what you do, because I hear, you know, engineering and stuff like that. So as a DJ now, how does that come into play, you being a producer and stuff like that? Because that's what I know based off what we spoke of the first time, you know, we communicated. Can you explain basically what do you do on the aspects of that right there?
Well, the DJing I started doing a little bit after. Actually, it was shortly after, so about a year and a half, 2 years so far. I started getting into DJing because I love being able to make two tracks into one. It creates a whole different sound. It's a whole new creative aspect of music. Either way, you're still making music if you really think about it. If you think about it, you're making music because you're taking two different tracks and making it one of your own. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it puts a new spin off pretty much on two different songs.
Nice.
So I just love dipping into every aspect of music that I can. And DJing, I found it's fun. It's fun to do. I wanted to make a big thing out of it. I actually DJed at the Delancey in New York City as well.
Okay.
With Genius. And I've DJed at different events. You know, there was something in the Wilkes-Barre Square. Everybody came out, showed love, had a good time. I've DJed at La Villa. I've debuted in La Villa. That's actually a club in Wilkes-Barre, as well as the Alibaba Lounge, which is the most, you know, famous club out here. But yeah, like I said, the DJing aspect of it, I just love different creatives of music, not just creating it, but also mixing it up a bit, you know?
Okay. So how is for the people that's listening right now, that's not well-versed in the musicality of things when it comes to, you know, the creation of it. What would you say is the difference between DJing and like being a producer or creating a beat? How does that differentiate?
I'm glad that you said that. There's actually a big difference. When it comes to engineering has to do with mixing the level of vocals, stage gain, different plugins and EQs. There's a lot of different sound knowledge that you would have to have in order to do it. However, when it comes to DJing, again, DJing is just, you know, blending songs together. Producing, you're actually creating, you know, a simple boom bap. You know, whether it's with snares, kick drums, cymbals, claps, you know, you're actually putting each individual instrument or sound in each song. So you're actually creating the entire track itself.
Okay, that's dope.
Now, as for DJing, you're taking already made songs that are out here in the public and you're blending them together to make one creative song out of it.
Nice. Okay. Okay, so that's dope.
Like I said, there's a lot of different aspects in it, and, you know, I just love dipping into every single one of them.
Okay. Well, getting into that, so, you know, we see right now everything's opening up, and, you know, a lot of creatives, especially in what they're doing as a DJ now, what change has you said? Would you actually say that's being, you know, that's changed the way you do things? Because I know right now there's a lot of things that's been shut down, and, you know, people right now, music, I know it's very inspirational. Music can, you know, invoke different emotions. So what you can say have you been doing as a beat maker, producer, to bring that vibe, the energy right now to your people? Like, what have you been doing?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I recently just came out with I have a little series going on myself called Studio Talk, and the first episode of that was how COVID-19 is affecting us. Mm. Now, my studio, I'm still leaving open. I have a private studio, so I can still stay open. Now, you know, I still want to stay open, and I've still been encouraging others to, you know, come through to the studio because of the fact that a lot of people go through a lot of emotions. A lot of people are depressed. They have anger. They have, you know, happiness, sadness. And a lot of people, you know, they have notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of, you know, just words that they want to breathe into the microphone, that they want to let the world hear, you know. And a lot of people are the same, no matter what genre they're in. It, you know, leads along the same lines. Like, there's feelings in those songs. So I know people want to, you know, we just started opening back up. But back then when this pandemic first started, I mean, there were a lot of people that were upset because all the studios were closed down.
Yeah.
They weren't able to be able to put their, you know, put their words into life. Then they weren't able to do that. They were just stuck writing the entire time and not being able to do anything with it. So, like I said, I kept myself open. I kept my station sanitized. Everything was good to go, green on my end. And
that's dope.
You know, I just let everybody know. You know, everybody that's writing, you know, if you're still getting affected by this pandemic, don't stop writing. Keep putting your words down. You know, because ultimately you're going to get them out there. And, you know, we're all going through it. We're all suffering through this.
Exactly.
Also, you know, like I said, being a DJ too, we've been having to do live streams. And, you know, we haven't been able to DJ at any clubs. We haven't been able to DJ at any events, anything like that, because of the whole social distancing. But they came out with a way where we can live stream, you know, online. However, you know, certain social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, you know, they would block it due to copyright. Now, what I've been, for all those other DJs that are listening as well, what I've been doing on my live streams is I would put a copyright disclaimer. There's actually a Fair Use Act that you can copy and paste onto that. I actually had Sony Entertainment flag one of my live streams because of copyright. And when I disputed it, and I let them know I'm a DJ, and I put the Fair Use disclaimer in there, they released my video.
Oh, wow.
So they released my video, and they let me keep it live. So I recommend for any other DJs that are trying to live stream, get themselves out there, that want to, you know, have a little bit of a fan base as well, definitely find that Fair Use Disclaimer Act. and attach it to your lives. You know, put it in your caption, and you know, attach it to your lives, so that way they can't do anything like that. And if they do, you can dispute it, and they'll release it right back to you.
Wow, that's really good knowledge to know, because speaking on the live stream thing is, you know, one thing I've noticed when I speak to especially creatives and different, you know, platforms, that I think this is the time right now to reinvent. And I think right now, COVID-19, of course, for the bad, but for the good, I've noticed people transitioning from different ways, you know, to get the music out there, and, you know, live streaming and getting different forms of live stream out there to the fan base. I think because right now, I think the culture and everything else is changing, you know?
Exactly. And me, I have my own suspicions about COVID, but long story short, the way I think about it, in my opinion, the most I'm going to say is, don't let nothing stop you from doing what you love to do.
Exactly.
Don't let nothing stop you from doing what you love to do, because, you know, like I said, music is a whole mood. Music is a whole emotion. Like,
exactly.
Music is, you know, music is what creates everyone.
Yes.
If you think about it, let's think about this, Tyrell. Let's think about this.
Mm-hmm.
We have categories. You have no discrimination, just saying, on the air. You have the emos, you have the rock group, you have the Caucasian, you have the you know, you have the different races and such.
Yep.
However, each different genre, if you notice, ties to each one of those groups.
That's
you'll
true.
Have heavy metal, you'll have the R&B, the hip hop, you'll have the country music, you have each genre is entitled to each specific group of people, specific group of individuals that enjoy it. Hence fan groups, hence fan base, you know, different playlists, favorite playlists. It all ties together. It makes us who we are as human beings.
Exactly.
Whichever genre we choose to follow.
Exactly. That's real, you know, and speaking on, you know, just the genres and aspects of things, and of course, we know everything that's going on right now with media when it comes to, you know, the Black Lives Matter, and, you know, what I would definitely like to know, it's very, not to be political, but I've been asking creatives on their perspectives on the whole Black Lives Matter, like, what have they been doing to not only contribute, but what, you know, is their, you know, insight. I'd just like to know, what do you think, and what have you been doing to, you know, I'll say, you know, Black Lives Matter, or just basically letting people know, you know, on the aspects of, hey, this is not just a race thing, because music is really important. But I know right now in our culture, there is this thing going on, you know?
Right. I've noticed that. And, you know, I have, you know, full support, because we're also considered, you know, people of color as well. So we are, you know, we're considered part of that group as well.
Okay, wait, what are you? I'm sorry.
I said we're considered part of that group as well.
Okay.
I've been seeing things going around as well with Hispanics. We're considered part of that movement as well, because we are people of color.
Okay.
I've been seeing that all over social media too. Me, I like to let everybody know that there's no favoritism, there's no anything. You know, I respect each individual person, one another, respectfully. But I think there could have been better ways that we went about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of people starting riots, stealing Dodge Challengers from dealerships, and, you know, just destroying what we created. You know, we're coming at the wrong things. We're destroying the wrong things. You know, we're letting the government corrupt us into destroying our own palace. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a song that I'm releasing. It's called Nightmare. And I have, one of my lyrics goes, let me think about it quick. It says, life is so precious, it's delicate. The way we've been thinking has always been reckless, relentless and effortless, ever so carelessly. Can't you see this is the way it was meant to be? They induce panic reactions only to study our current imbalance. Vile, it's malice. How can we allow this? Together we're better, stay strong for our palace. Understand? And then I go along to say, the riots and fires, destruction desires, the hatred the hated, the world we created. The time we awaited has long been belated, but rest be assured that our voice will be stated.
Mm.
And that song is going to come out very soon. It's almost finished. I'd say probably about next month it'll be released.
Okay.
And that whole song has to do with COVID. It has to do with the riots. It has to do with everything that's going on. You know, we're getting destructive instead of constructive.
Exactly. That's
so
wrong.
All these banks that have been destroyed, New York City was torn up. Minneapolis, you know, you have my prayers. You know, I have prayers over Minneapolis because when that first happened, it was destroyed. I mean, I've talked to somebody that actually lived out in Minneapolis, and they said it was destroyed. The whole city, you could see it was on fire. And like I said, we're putting all our destruction into the wrong things. It needs to be constructive. Let's find better ways that we can show the world who we are.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Racism has been going on since the beginning of time. And it's sad to say that even in 2020, where it was supposed to be the new year, new us, you know, 2020 is supposed to be that 2020 vision. So, you know, for it to even be into 2020, that right there, it just goes to show it's never been away. It's never gone away.
Exactly.
So we need to come together as a huge society. Not in anger and hatred, but in love and respect.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, one thing I stress really important, and I also been, you know, a lot of my social medias, and I talk to my creative friends, not just business creators, but everybody that's in the industry, that our voice is so important. Because when I speak to, you know, like say you as a DJ, or when I speak to a designer, or I speak to an artist, I'm like, hey, listen. And they say, well, my voice does not really matter. Because I'm like, no, listen, if you have a talent, you can use that to actually, you know, give a voice to the people.
Exactly. And anybody here listening, thinking that you being a creative is not going to help, trust me, you are far from the truth. Because like I told you, I have a studio. I'm an engineer. I'm a producer. I can make music that will inspire the world.
Exactly.
Maybe you're an artist that has different thoughts, that has different ideas, different, you know, things that you can put together. You can put it on clothes. You can put it as a brand. You know, you can make the meaning of Black Lives Matter in a brand. You know what I'm saying? So there's always a way to reach out to the world and make a difference in the world. There's always a way you can do that. The question is, are you willing to do it?
Exactly. And what advice would you give right now, you know, musical creatives or anybody that's looking to, you know, be inspired as you are? Because right now in COVID and, you know, all these places that's, you know, closed, that's actually reopening, but there's still, you know, creatives that stagnant, trying to find inspiration to keep going or to keep pushing. You know, what would you give the people listening right now, musicians or paint, whoever it is? What are you doing to stay motivated?
My advice to you guys is never stop working. Never stop working. Like I said, you know, I've been through it all. I've had people tell me all the time we'd never make it, you know, that it would never happen, and always be put down. So I'm used to that. I've already been used to that. Keep moving forward, guys. Keep moving forward. Never stop working, because eventually you're going to get where you want to be.
Exactly.
So never stop. The only one that can stop themselves is yourself.
That's real.
That's the only way. The only way. The question is, my favorite phrase that I always follow, I tell every artist of mine that comes to my studio all the time, when they start getting doubtful and like, oh, this ain't sounding right, I don't know what I'm going to do, I would tell them, I say, the question is, how hungry are you? You got many people that will sit at a dinner table. Question is, you're going to serve yourself, or you're going to wait until somebody serves you for you? Because nobody's going to do that.
That's real.
Nobody's going to serve for you. Nobody's going to serve you a plate. You're going to have to go back, and you're going to have to go and get it yourself.
Exactly.
You know, so it's either you're going to serve yourself and you're going to eat, or you're going to try to wait and see if somebody will do it for you and starve.
Exactly. That's real, you know?
Mm-hmm. And the question is, how many plates are you going to go for? You just going to go for one and done, or are you going to keep going until you're full?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So, I want to be full. I don't know about you, Terrell, but I want to be full.
Hey, man.
I want to be eating.
I want filet mignon. I want all that good stuff, man. You feel me?
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, you know, I keep it humble. You know, also, guys, when you do make it, keep it humble. I can't stress this enough, because Meek Mill said it best. Meek Mill said it best.
Hmm.
He said, when you're getting all that money, you better stop splurging. Because when it's all said and done and you're back at the bottom, they're going to treat you like you're worthless. So definitely, like I said, all of this is temporary.
That's real.
But keep grinding until you don't need to no more.
Exactly.
And take care of yourself. Take care of your families.
Mm, that's real. That's real. That's real. That's real knowledge right there, guys. You know,
stay humble always.
You know? And speaking of, you know, shout out to Meek Mill. Is there any musicians or DJs that has inspired you, you know, in the process of you doing what you're doing now?
Well, yeah, two already. You know, DJ Khaled himself, he's always blessings all the time. He's always, you know, he's always business. And that's how I learned to be. Guys, I'm only 24 years old. Mm. I have my own recording studio. I DJ, I'm an engineer, I'm a producer, and I'm an artist.
Nice. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you can do it. You can do it. It's if you want to.
Exactly.
Anybody could do anything if they put their mind to it.
That's real. You heard that, guys.
And you know, Meek Mill himself, he's the realest one. You know, and all his lyrics tell a story. Tell about his life. Everybody could rap about fancy cars, fancy jewelry, fancy this, fancy that. You really got it? Sure. Okay. But even still, what does that make you look like? You just sitting there boasting and whatever. Let's not forget, your fans are what made you who you are.
Mm.
So you got to give love to the fans. You know, I'm working with a buddy of mine. He goes by Brand New Life. And he actually came to the studio and we worked on a track together. He is actually from the show Power, from the season 6 of the show Power. Everybody nice. Knows. Everybody knows what that show's about.
Mm.
And I talk to him every day. He is one of the most humblest people that I know in the game.
Hmm.
And he responds to his fans all the time. All the time he's responding to his fans. Now, granted, all the big people, they don't have time or whichever. I can understand that. But when you don't even take the time out your day to say thank you to, you know, to specific fans, let them know that you're listening.
Exactly.
Because the fans are what made you who you are in the first place.
Yep. Yep.
So always stay humble, guys. Stay humble. Keep doing what you do. You make it. Make sure you give love, all the love and support that the fans give you, give it back.
Exactly. It's real right there. Now, somebody listening right now and say, okay, you know what? Hey, I want to get in contact with you. What is the process of, say somebody wants to collaborate or an artist wants to work with you, what do you look for when it comes to collaboration or somebody that reaching out to you that you'll say, okay, I'll work with you? Is there a process or is there, you know, a do's and a don'ts on your aspect?
Not really. I mean, the way I work is if you got it, you got it. You know, or if you don't got it but you want to learn, I'm more than happy to help. Hmm. More than happy to. I'm not the type that'll turn around and charge you for you, you know, coming to me or whichever. You know, obviously when it comes to the services of recording, that's a different story. But if you actually come to me for help, advice, any kind of things that I can help you in any way to make you better as an artist or an engineer or whichever, I can do that no problem. Hit me up on the plug. I'm always answering on Facebook. Instagram is at the real DJ Mando. You know, Brandon DJ Mando Martinez, that's my Facebook. That's my Facebook name. You know, if you want to send me a friend request, ask me a few questions, that's fine. You know, if it's something you want to know about, you want to learn about, you need some help to, you know, to succeed in life, I want everybody to win. The way I feel, sad to say, it's not like that. You know, everybody can agree, but it's a competition in this game. That's
exactly.
Why they call it a game.
Yep, yep.
Because it's a competition. But the way I see it, the way I look at it, all of us should be coming together and, you know, having everybody succeed. I want to see everybody win.
Exactly. And like you said, you know, we want to see, you know, people win. And I believe that's why I created this podcast. And I always stress to tell a lot of people that this is going to create a momentum where I want to, because I believe that action speaks louder than words. And a lot of people, you know, respect to all the great quotes and the people that, you know, inspire others to their words. But I believe that right now in our culture, we need people that not only talk the talk, but also the walk, because it's people paying attention.
Of course. You know? Like you said, you couldn't have said it any better. You know, actions speak louder than words. It's not a matter of saying, it's a matter of doing. You know, and the greater part is doing it and not even, you know, seeing if anybody's watching.
Exactly.
Because if you're doing it and you don't even you don't even pay attention to see if anybody's watching, that's what's going to make them watch you even more.
Exactly. That's real. That's real. Hey, listen, first of all, we want to say thank you for your time, for your great words of knowledge, you know, and one thing about it, we always do a part two, and we always let people know for deeper, because we know there's a couple of things that you have, you know, in play right now, and especially definitely to our fans, we definitely want to let them know about that record that you have coming out, because it's it's going to be pretty dope. Just based off, you know, the words. And, you know, first, we thank you for your time. And I know that you already told them how to find you, but please, can you remind them, let them know how they can get in contact with you?
Sure. Like I said, my Instagram is at The Real DJ Mondo. I haven't been promoting on there much, but I'm starting to now. I was mainly doing it on Facebook. So if you want to add me on Facebook, it's Brandon DJ Mondo Martinez. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at The Real DJ Mondo. My content is up there as well. Send me a DM, send me a message on Facebook. I'll respond, guys. You know, I'm not the type to think I'm all high and mighty. I'm just a regular person, just like all y'all. You know, I'm not, you know, even if I'm like a big person, I would just be a regular person making a heck of a lot more money than the average person. It's not really a big deal, you know. So if you got any kind of questions, any concerns, you want to hit me up, say what's up, let you know what I got coming, you know, just hit me up. I'll answer back as soon as possible.
Well, you guys, you heard it first, DJ Mondo. You heard the man himself, great knowledge. Get in contact with him, rappers, producers, anybody right now just that want to get themselves elevated in the music. Like you said, you know, he's open to work with you guys. Be about your business. You heard it first here, guys, on the Cultured Podcast. Listen up for part two as we go deeper into basically his projects and the things he got coming this year. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much
for your time. And you heard it first, guys, on Cultured Podcast. Check you later.